Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin wal la'natu ad-daima al-abadiyya ala a'da'ihim ajma'in la qiyam yawmiddin. Inshallah, we are going to take session 2 in the etiquettes of ziyarat. In our first session, we mentioned certain things that, first of all, the main purpose for you to visit Imam alayhi salatu wassalam is that you are going to appreciate the Imam alayhi salatu wassalam and what they did for us for the sake of Islam and for us to become a proper Muslims, proper committed worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their sacrifices. So it's appreciation, it's the communication, and also they are the doors of the hajat, doors Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept them for on the face of the earth so that they can help us in our difficulties. Because like Imam Ali alayhi salam, like Ahlul Bayt, like Fatima al-Zahra, she used to help the people in her life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us under the intercession of Fatima al-Zahra. Today is her birthday as well, so I offer my greetings to all of you and all the mu'minin around the world, especially our 12th Imam ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the intercession of Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam in the hereafter and the visitation of Fatima al-Zahra in this world. So we mentioned few things about the etiquettes of ziyarah. That means when you go there, try to have this soul connection from heart to heart, from soul to soul. Don't just be just a classical person. Assalamu alaykum, Abu Abdullah al-Husayn, I'm done with Mafatih al-Jinan. No, let your ziyarat be a ziyarat of contemplation, a ziyarat of communication. Like if you have an option to recite classic ziyarat and or just recite from heart to heart, then of course go with heart to heart. But I will recommend do both. Recite the ziyarat with the meanings and then just close your eyes and just throw your heart on the heart of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam and communicate spiritually. That kind of spiritual communication has a big, huge effect on your system, on your spirit, on your soul. So this is a kind of communication. So we mentioned in our previous session, number one, be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given you this opportunity, a great opportunity to visit our infallibles alayhi salatu wasalam. And number two, we mentioned above, with infallibles, you have to observe when you're going inside the house of Imam. Like if you go into the house of somebody else, you are going to be respectful. You're not going to break things here and there and start messing up, looking into the drawers and violate the things which the host does not like. The same thing is Imam. When you are visiting Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, you need to understand that you are visiting the house of Imam. That means you are not going to commit any act of disobedience. Many times people, they do visit Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam or Amir al-Mumineen alayhi salatu wasalam bin Najaf or Imam Ridha. They start committing haram things because sometimes they have these opportunities to commit haram things inside. Like for example, caravan. Caravan is composed of boys and girls, youth and male and female. So maybe they don't have this kind of opportunity in their hometown. So they're very close to each other. So they start flirting each other or something like that. Come on, this is completely disrespectful. You are now in the presence of this holy shrine and this sacred land. And here you start doing this. They mentioned, I don't know how truthful it is or not, that there were two idols, the disbelievers, the idol worshippers, they used to worship in the time of Jahiliyyah. They were called Isafa wa Naila. This Isafa wa Naila, the story was that these two people, male and female, they're two, one man and woman, they came in, were looking for a place to have that haram relation between them, a forbidden relation, illegitimate relation. So what happens, they could not find any place. They came inside the holy Kaaba and they did their haram thing. Na'udhu billah. What a filthy, what a disgusting thing. They thought this isolated place, nobody will come here. So they became idols, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them somehow. I don't know, I mean, far they made up this story or something like that. But it was a message to all the people around that committing this act is wrong. Especially if it is committed in the sacred place, on the sacred ground where you are supposed to respect purely that kind of place, you commit haram things, is totally not acceptable. Totally, seriously haram, like double haram. So therefore, it is very important for our beloved Zuwar, those visitors of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, visitors of Amir al-Mumineen, to observe that they are in the sacred land, in the presence of our infallibles alayhi salatu wasalam. They have to have this kind of spirituality because they are there to have communication. When you connect with your Imam, what happens? You are smearing your soul with the soul of Imam Ali Salatu Islam. That means you're cleaning because they're pure. They're like water which purifies everybody. So we are like, I'm talking about myself, we have like a lot of temptations surrounding us and we get contaminated from time to time. So we need to put ourselves in that washing machine and put that OxyClean and all those kind of things so that our soul can come out clean. So this is our OxyClean. This is our whatever Tide or Clorox or whatsoever you said. It's not that people are giving me money to advertise or something like that. No, it's just like these are the words I hear in here and there. So therefore, you use detergent to clean your clothes. The visitation of our infallibles, alayhi salatu, is our detergent of our soul. Our soul becomes pure and clean. So this is a very important thing to understand the purpose of visitation. No, because it's a kind of trip instead of going here and there, Vienna or Rome or Florida or California or something like that. This time we go to Ziyarat. It should not be like that. It's not just like a regular entertainment visitation. No, it's a spiritual entertainment visitation. You are trying to connect, communicate. So the main purpose is that. So when you go there, you respect. When you see people crowded on the grill, the dharih, on this metal grill, which is surrounded on the grave, people that are there, you don't start kicking left and right and just you want to make your way to the grill and, "Ya Imam." I will say, "What are you? I mean, you are hurting my visitors and coming to my..." So this is completely disrespectful. So many people sometimes in Hajj and all these sacred places, they become crazy, they become obsessed, but their love turns into the level of obsession, and that's where the danger is. So let's see a few of the things which is observed in the ziyarat. So first of all, ziyarat basically means to visit the shrine of the holy Masum alayhi salatu wasalam. We mentioned this. Ziyarat has several etiquettes and manners that need to be observed. Before I continue, just a reminder, I mentioned we are going to discuss three levels. Level with Allah, appreciating Allah for giving us this opportunity. Number two, with Imams alayhi salatu wasalam, how to observe the Imam. He's living. Our Imams are martyrs, so they're not dead. When you go there, imagine Imam is sitting on the shrine, inside the shrine, standing in front of you, visiting, welcoming you. Marhaban, marhaban, welcome, welcome. So this kind of welcoming of our Imams, alayhi salatu wasalam, this kind of saying, marhaban bikum ya zuwari, welcome my zuwar, welcome my zuwar. Because you know, if somebody comes to you, guest, what will you do? Tfaddal, tfaddal, bismillah, tfaddal. So imagine Imam alayhi salatu wasalam is also telling you the same thing. Faddal, bismillah. Regardless of how you are now, Imam takes everybody. Imam's doors are open. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّي مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا فَاطِمَةُ الزَّهْرَىٰ سَلَامُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ. Whoever will come to her door, her door is open. She will not say, no, you are not a good worshipper, you are not deserved. People, they need these doors, the needs are fulfilled, like this, the poetry of Farazdaq, when he said that, praise Imam Zain al-Abideen, one of the statements he said that, this is the house where the generosity comes out of it. He's from the house where the generosity, where the khairat, where the goods, they come out of it. So all these kind of descriptions which Farazdaq said, this is Ahlul Bayt. So you'd never say, "Oh no, I'm not worthy." No, inshallah, if you are not worthy of visiting, but they are very high and very open and very open heart, that they respect, they embrace their beloved ones when they come. So Imam is living, he's there, he's watching you, he's communicating with you, he's welcoming you. Tfaddalu, tfaddalu, bismillah, bismillah. You have to keep this in your picture. You have to keep this in your mind, because it has a big effect. That means you're really visiting Imam, not just a grave and shrine. And many of the Muslims, they think like that, "Oh, these are visiting stones and grills and graves and all those." No. You are not visiting that. You are visiting the house of the Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. You are visiting the soul which is existing in the house of the Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. This needs to be in the picture. Ashhadu annaka tasma'u al-kalam. I testify. You don't testify on something you don't believe in it. You testify on something which you believe in it. So testimony, you are saying ashhadu. When you are reciting this ziyarat, you need to mean it, that I testify, I witness, I believe in this, that you are listening to my words. Ashhadu annaka tasma'u al-kalam. Wa taruddu as-salam. If I say salamu alayka ya Abu Abdullah al-Husayn, you are telling me wa alayka as-salam ya habiban az-za'ir. Oh, our beloved visitor. Wa alayka salam, salams upon you too. This is how Imams, they respond. They used to respond when the Shias, the followers, they used to come to the houses of Imam. This is how our Imams, they used to welcome them. They used to treat them. They used to love their visitors in their life. And this is also their life. So they did not die. Their body died, but their souls are living. When you are visiting, they treat you the same way they used to treat their followers when they used to come and visit them. Imams, they have so much passion passion on their followers, on their Shias. So when there's a kind of spiritual and emotional bond between the Imam and the Shias, the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. So when you visit your Imam, don't worry about it. You are going to visit, he is going to accept you. Yes, but the effects, it will be shameful situation to visit him and you're committing sins and you're insisting on committing sins. That's not acceptable. Imam will embrace you. He's not going to shut his door away. Like Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha. Beggar comes, she will not. Show me your ID. Are you a follower of Ahlul Bayt? Are you our follower? No, she just gives the food. Regardless of what. They're doors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rahmaniyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They manifest the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth. So that's why whenever somebody knocks their door, they're knocking the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why it is not shirk. Why? Because they are doors designated by Allah. Allah has made His ambassadors on the earth. And these ambassadors, these places are Mashhad, and Samarra, Kadhmain, and Najaf al-Ashraf, Karbala, and Madinah al-Munawwara, and Makkah. These are the designated places of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants you to, fi buyutin adhina Allah. There are houses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given permission that you ask dua from that house. So these are the houses of Ahlul Bayt, house of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the infallible alayhi wa sallam. So when you are visiting, you are not visiting the grave. You are visiting real Imam standing in front of you. You cannot see him, but he's there because he's in his soul, Nurani, spiritual light form. So that's why that thing you need to put it in your heart and believe in it that when you are visiting your Imam, he is watching, he is in welcoming you. Tfaddal, tfaddal ya zairan al-habib. So that's number two. Number three, I was mentioning the etiquettes of the mu'mineen in between themselves. When people, they go for hajj or ziyarat, sometimes they have these group rooms or caravans where what happens, the slippers, they get mixed with each other. So here you have to say something halal. Like, okay, whoever wears my shoes accidentally, my slippers accidentally, inshallah, may Allah forgive him. This happens a lot. Many times the slippers, they are similar, they look alike. Sometimes these kind of things happen. Things get exchanged, things get mixed up. Don't get upset and exaggerate. Oh no, you're wearing my slippers. How could you dare? No, don't do like that. So respecting each other, respecting the zuwar, respecting the visitors of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam and our aimas alayhi salatu wasalam. This is number one, to respect. Number two in this point, and very important, there are times when we take caravans. Like, these are expensive trips, especially those who go from United States, those who go from Africa, these are expensive trips for them. So what happens? Caravan leader cannot afford workers. Cannot afford workers. What does that mean? That means if a caravan leader, he has 30 visitors, and let's say the cost of ziyarat is $3,000. Let's for this from Africa. Now, if he's going to put one worker, he will have to pay from his pocket $3,000. It's not fair. So what will he do? He will raise the price $100 per zair. So it will become $3,100. So the cost of ziyarat will increase one, two worker like that. So people, they can hardly pay $3,000 for a trip. How if he increases more and more? So that means it will be a discouraging factor. So what happens here? Their elders, they come to ziyarat. So they cannot carry their bags. They need some help. They have some back problems. They are sick. They are diseased. Have some kind of illness whatsoever, tired, fatigue, old age, elderly, having heart problems, kidney problems, this, that. So what happens sometimes, people, they said everybody takes his bag, everybody, because you know, like in Iraq, what happens in the airport, like for example, after your bus drops you somewhere, beside the bus station of the airport, that's a security bus, airport security bus. Of course, you have to take the bags out and put there, and there you don't find any workers. That's the zone, no worker zone. You will not find labor there to help paid labor. So you are on your own there. Then you will put the bags in the bus. And once you are out, again, you will not find labor. Maybe there are very few laborers beside the airport. So you will have to take, everybody takes their bags and they are responsible for that. So what happens here? Everybody does. The elderly people, they cannot carry their bags. So their bag stays in the bus. And the caravan leader cannot handle, like sometimes the elders are many. Because most of the time, caravans are packed with elders. Most of the time, the youth are few and elders are plenty. Because they get time, they don't need vacation, they don't need leave, they are retired people, so they can afford these trips. So therefore, what happens here? Many times people, they say, oh no, I paid mine. Why should I be carrying bags of other? No. The youth, no. I mean, why should I care? Especially those pampered youth. No, just listen to this. Helping the Hujjaj is your real Hajj. Helping the visitor of Allah is your real visitation. Helping the Zuwar of Ahlul Bayt alayhi muslim, Zuwar of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, is your real Ziyarat. If you want a good, genuine, super dealer Ziyarat, help the Zuwar which are with you. Because you are now not visiting just Imam Hussein. You have become a part of a system of Imam Hussein. Part of the servants of Imam Hussein. Now we have become closer than Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. Closer than Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. What a great honor. What a great honor. So don't hesitate in helping the Zuwar. Start picking up bags. Your bag, that bag. Help. Let the process be faster. Just help. It's not that the caravan leader pays me commission. Oh, please encourage the people. No. I'm telling you the fact. Because anybody who promotes ziyarat, helps the zuwar, gets a lion's share of the thawab of ziyarat, the visitation of ziyarat. His ziyarat becomes accepted. Why? Because he's now humble. And he is encouraging other people to go and visit. I'll help you. If you cannot carry your bag, if you are a wheelchair person, I'll help you. I'll carry your wheelchair. See how it goes on helping others. In regular cases, if you help others, you are very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Caring about others. But how if you are helping the Zuwar of Allah, Zuwar of Rasulullah, Zuwar of our Imams alayhi salatu wasalam. You have great thawab. So again, I emphasize, whenever you see elders, help them out. Don't just be selfish and say, no, I'm just going to carry my bag. No, carry your bag. If you can help others, tell the elder person, just watch out for my bag. I'll take care of your bag and bring it here with you. You help them, they will help you. They will watch out for your bag. So this is how it needs to be done. Like, care about others. Help the Zuwar. It's your accepted 100% pure ziyarat. And I see there are many youth, mashallah, not just youth, many middle-aged people also. They want to get the thawab. They will help. They take the bags of this person, that person. They want to participate in this great honor. Honor of helping the visitors of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So let's now continue some of these etiquettes. What should be his behavior? We spoke, you have to be very respectful, very obedient. How should he interact with the other ones when he arrives in the city of Ziyarat? What should be his manner as he walks on the streets in the city? And of course, it is mentioned that you will try to see some people, they might want to rip you off. Just calm down. Don't be abusive, offensive, bad language. Many people who are poor, this is the source of the risk for them. So just be calm and be helpful and be open and be respectful to others. So manners, for example, the approach to the shrine. We said that when you come to the shrine, you start with idn al-dukhul, permission to enter. Permission to enter, like really you are asking Imam, because really he's there. Oh my master, should I enter? Just, you cannot read the classical way of visitation, that's fine. I would recommend do that, because those are recommended by Imams. But more than that, understand the meaning. And as I mentioned, if the drop of tear comes out or your eyes get wet, that means that the sign Imam is telling, welcome my beloved, welcome, atafaddal ya habibna, atafaddal, welcome, karibu sana. So mention, if you feel your eyes are wet and tears come out, that means Imam is telling you, come on, come in my servant, come in my beloved one. Subhanallah, millions of zuwar, more than hujjaj, Hajj is 2 million only. Zuwar, last year it was calculated, those who came on visas were more than 10 million. Just visas on the Ashura and for 40th of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imagine, these are Zuwar coming. And they struggle, they strive, they have to sometimes, before they used to come through the borders of Iran and Syria and Jordan, it used to be a big mess. Still now there are many, they come through there. There are many, they have to struggle and face challenges, and yet they come to visit Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. Imagine how Imam will be. Tfaddal, welcome. You have spent $3,000. If you are from United States, $5,000 you have spent, and you come to me. What do you want, my beloved one? How can I help you? Just say, master, I just want to be here. And then if I can get my hajat, it's okay. If not, alhamdulillah, the biggest hajat I got, that I was able to communicate with you. I was able to be here in your presence, in your house. This is a beautiful way of expressing your love for the Imam, because Imam appreciates your money spent. Imam appreciates whatever money you spent in Hajj and in Ziyarat, Imams give you back in multiplication. You will be having blessing in your life. you will be having blessings. Because you were generous to spend $5,000-$6,000, especially if you had hardship to collect this kind of money, to earn this money, and you go there, Imam is not going to forget that. Never ever. Imam is going to know that you tried and you came to visit us. We are going to be with you. You spent a lot of money just to express your love. We are more generous. We are the doors of generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are going to be more generous on you. This kind of interaction is very important. So there are people, they are poor, they might rip you off. A couple of dinars, you might find some other place. This guy ripped me off. Just carry on with it, you know. The money you are spending in ziyarat is going to come back in multiplication. It's going to come back in multiplication. Don't worry about your money. Just carry on with your ziyarat. So then we have thoughts. I mentioned what thoughts should be crossing your mind, the atmosphere, how should you talk to the Imam with all the respect, all the love. Just drop yourself on the Imam. Say, Ya Aba Abdullah Hussein, I have come long way just to see you, just to visit you, just to express my love to you. You are my beloved Imam. Don't leave us on the day of judgment in the difficult times. You know, you're begging them. Of course, you beg to Allah, but this is a metaphorical urging them. You know, like metaphorical begging. It's not real begging. It's to Allah only. But you are also begging the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's not bad even to use this word. But you are urging your Imam that, my master, please, on the day of judgment, in the qabr, in all these difficult stages, please don't leave me alone. I try my best to follow you, but still I'm human. I fall here and there, shortcoming, but I'm not insisting on any sins. I'm just here. Please help us out. It's just like you have to drop yourself on the shrine of Imam Hussein or Imam Ali Ali. Just be, open your heart and communicate with them. These are some of the important questions, like what benefit should he be looking for as he's sitting and standing. Yes, you can ask your cureness from sickness. You can ask, an Imam would love you to ask them. You go and ask the doctor who might not be having passion for you. You don't ask Imam. Imam wants you to ask. Allah has made them his doors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go and ask them. But before that, have a nice communication, nice beautiful interaction from heart to heart, from beloved to beloved. Like, see, Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, when he comes to Karbala, he cries, Ya Hussein, and then he drops. He calls again, A Habibun la yujibu Habiba, a beloved one who's not responding to his beloved one. Habib and Habib, this kind of relation, Jabir and the followers of Ahlul Bayt, they teach us the love. Don't hesitate to express your love to the Imam. They love to see this kind of expression. They love to see how much strong your love and bond is with them, because they are passionate servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they love this kind of passionate relation from their followers, their beloved ones. So therefore, then Jabir drops himself on the grave of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam and cries. This kind of nature, this is the visitation. Visitation needs to be filled with passion, emotions, spiritual energy coming out. And wordings, yes. But if you don't have enough wordings from these books of ziyarat, that's fine. Just open your heart. Once Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam asked his grandfather that what is the reward of performing the ziyarat, the Prophet said, Ya Bunayya, whoever visits you or visits your brother, Imam Hassan alayhi salatu wasalam, or visits your father, Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salatu wasalam, or visits me, I will visit them. I will a visit for a visit. You visit our Imams, they visit you. You visit them in this world, in their ghurbat, in their loneliness, in their wilderness, like in Karbala, in Mashhad, in Khurasan. They come and visit you whenever you need their help. The qabr, when the time of death, in the qabr. See, visit for a visit. You visit them, they visit you. On the land of resurrection, land of mahshar, all these difficult stages of hereafter, they come and visit you. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that it will be kan haqqan alayya, it will be must on me to visit them yawm al-qiyamah. So this is a kind of basically ziyarat of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam and ziyarat of infallible. So surely the day of judgment I will come to visit him. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will come to visit somebody on the day of judgment, then, of course, it's your lottery ticket for the day of judgment. A person, وَأُخَلِّصَنَّهُ من ذنوبه. So I will free him and ask Allah's forgiveness for the sins which has, of course, not the insisting, these bits and pieces which slips out of ourselves and sometimes we regret on it. Those are the sins which the Prophet will intercede for us on the Day of Judgment for the visitors of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And may Allah keep us among the sincere and loyal visitors. There are numerous, plenty narrations about the ziyarat of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam and the ziyarat of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. One of the ziyarat says that every step you take since the day you intended, not there. Like today I say, inshallah, I will go to ziyarat of Imam Hussein. Like insist on your intention, real true intention, that I will go to ziyarat inshallah next month. So from now, every step I take to make the ticket, to get the visas, to whatever, to earn money, even earning money just to go to ziyarat, every step I'm taking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive my 10 sins, will raise me 10 levels higher, will give me 10 rewards, 10 and 10 less immediately, subhanallah. This is Quran al-Natiq, talking Quran. The same reward is for Quran al-Samit. That means people who recite the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them 10 rewards, remove from them 10 sins, and raise their level 10 degrees higher. So on the day of Arafah, so more emphasis, there are some days which are emphasized for Ziyarat of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, like day of Arafah, day of Arba'in, 40th of Imam Hussein, and then Ziyarat of Ashura, and then Ziyarat of Eidain, Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha, some of the days of Rajab and Sha'ban. These are very, very special. The top one is the visitation of Ashura, visitation of 40th of Imam Hussein, and the day of Arafah. And there are hadith, if you have done your Hajj wajib and you have option to do Hajj mustahab or visit Imam Hussein, go visit Imam Hussein. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna Allah yanzuru ila zuwar al-Hussein. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the visitors of Imam Hussein, qabla an yanzura ila zuwari fi Arafah, before he looks at his own visitors on the day of Arafah. So Allah's mercy falls on Karbala before the day of Arafah. Subhanallah. And why? Because Imam gave everything to Allah. So Allah gives all his mercy and blessings to Imam Hussein and the door of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. That's not a big deal. I mean, people, they need to have open heart and open mind to understand these kind of things. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes something wajib or mustahab, then there is definitely a benefit for us. Definitely. There has to be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not make something wajib on me or mustahab on me where there is nothing for me in it. There is no benefit for me. So visitation of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, visitation of our Imams alayhi salatu wasalam, has 100% benefit, spiritual benefit, and adabe afidatan tahwa ilayhim. Afida is plural of fa'ida. That means benefits come to you. If you go to Hajj, there are so many benefits. If you go to Medina, there are so many benefits. If you go to visiting Imams alayhi salam, there are so many benefits. So all this ziyarah has been made mustahab. So much thawab, definitely there must be some benefit. But benefit needs to be derived by the conditions, which is your sincerity, your love, your devotion, your connection, your communication. Reward is only secondary to acceptance by Allah. إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah accepts amal or the worships from the righteous ones or the pious ones. That means the taqwa needs to be there. Taqwa needs to be there everywhere. Now, I'll just end up with these few points. Etiquettes of entering shrine. We mentioned that when you are entering, this is the house of the infallible alayhi salatu wasalam, there are certain etiquettes like do ghusl, ablution. Of course, this ablution is not replaceable with wudu, so you have to do your wudu. Wudu is not replaceable by this ghusl. Ghusl, washing the whole entire body, like ghusl janaba, but the intention will be ghusl of ziyarat of Imam Ali, ghusl of ziyarat, and then you do your wudu, because wudu needs to be there in this ghusl. There are some ulamas, they say when you visit Imam Hussein with the Euphrates River, you don't need to do wudu. But mostly, most of the maraj, even including Sayyidi Sistani, Sayyid al-Khuy, rahmatullah alayh, they all emphasize on these ghusls. They are not placeable for wudu. You have to do your wudu. So ghusl, see, purification. Imagine if you are going to go to visit your boss, or visit a president, or visit somebody who is a dignitary on the earth, for example. You will wear nice tie, suit. You will not go with the baggy, shaggy clothing and the half of the pant is lurking on the ground and half of the pant not even on your navel. It's like nowadays, these thugs and all those kind of things. You're not going to thuggy situation, wearing those pierces, ear pierce and all those kind of disgusting. Sometimes the looks really become disgusted. Yes, if you might do it in a nice way, something else. But mainly the way it is done, It's really, so you don't go thuggy, baggy, half pant. Like they wear pants sometimes, the half of the underwear is out. They wear low, their pants low, thuggy situation. I mean, I don't know what kind of a generation is this, but may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our youth sound in their mind not to become thuggy and baggy and shaggy and those kind of things. So you don't go with wearing shorts and wearing those kind of, no, you wear nice attire, not necessarily suit, you put nice perfume. You want to have an appealing look and have to have some kind of that when he welcomes you, yes, 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 please, and he will respect you. But if you go to the regular people, how if you are to visiting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in salat, you have to have nice decency in that. How you are visiting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, messenger of Allah, the best of the creation, the most highest ranked human on the earth, how are you going to visit them? In your thaggy, shaggy, laggy, maggies? No! You have to be decent. And the same thing visiting our Imams alayhi salam, Imam Ali, visiting Imam Hussein alayhi salam. You have to have put some perfume. What happened many times, people, they have filthy perfume left over, they don't want to use it, they come and use it on the ziyarat. The perfume, which is like worse than the smell of the skunk. And that kind of perfume, they keep it just when they are going salah. Why? Because this is, Allah is not smelling. Let me just put this perfume and use it. Who smells? The angels are smelling? Imams, they don't smell perfume, okay? This is their nature sometimes. No, use nice perfume. Jabir ibn Abdullah used this kind of special perfume. Nice perfume, he took it out and kept on him. And then he visited Imam Hussein. Our Imams, alayhi salatu wasalam, they do like that. So this is the sunnat of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the sunnat of our infallibles to put perfume when trying to achieve nearness of Allah. Salat, ziyarat, visitation, all these kind of things where there's visitation. So putting some perfume, cleaning physically, body, and one should make the niyat, intention of cleaning the heart. So not just cleaning the outer and the inner. Clean your heart and clean your outer. So you are proceeding to the presence of the masoom, infallible, alayhi salatu wasalam. And then we have nice clothing, we said, good perfume, and walk in dignity and humility. Not chatting and joking and cracking jokes and laugh. From the house or from the hotel, when you go to the shrine of your Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, then you are walking in humility and dignity. You're walking in very humble situation. And it is mentioned, Bismillahi wa billahi walhamdulillahi. There are certain dhikr mentioned that in the name of Allah, for the sake of Allah, to going towards Allah, because this is the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gate of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has made them the gates, representatives of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, alhamdulillah, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, alhamdulillah, alladhi hadana lihada, wa ma kunna. All these kind of dhikr you will mention, you praise Allah, you thank Allah, you glorify Allah, you are walking in humility and humbleness, because you are going to come into the presence of your living Imam. They are living with their spirit, their martyrs. Quran emphasizes that martyrs are living. So constantly in the state of dhikr. And the dhikr can be various shapes, either subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. If you don't have any dhikr, just say subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, which you recite in your salat in the third and fourth rakat. And we talk about that idhan. Yes, one of the etiquettes, don't start shouting and screaming. Because in Surah Al-Ahzab, chapter 33, this ayat, ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tadkhulu biyutun nabi illa an yu'thana lakum. Do not enter the houses of the Prophet. It not say biyut, houses. So houses of the Prophet, unless you are given permission. So that's why we said there's a permission to enter. Ibn al-Dukhul. And O believers, you should not enter the house of the Holy Prophet unless permission is granted. In the same surah or Surah Al-Hujurat, لا ترفعوا فوق صوت النبي. That means when you are in the presence, don't shout. Don't shout, oh, Gachi, Achi, where are you? Come on, Ta'ar, where are you? Yeah. Watch out. You are in the presence of Imam alayhi salam. Like you will not scream and shout and mess up and fight and, oh my goodness, that's horrible. That is ma'rifah. When you visit, عَارِفًا بِحَقِّهِ. We have this ma'rifat we mentioned in our first session. Before entering the shrine of the Holy Ma'soom, you have the idhan, permission. So, we have been taught to seek permission. I'm not going to say this, just as I mentioned, when you recite, recite with understanding, meanings. They can clearly, يَرَوْنَ مَقَامِي. Oh God, they are looking at me. They clearly see me as I stand here. You are telling Allah that they see me, I'm visiting them, I need permission. And they can very well hear. وَيَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامِي. They can hear my talk. وَيَرُدُّونَ سَلَامِي. And they can respond to my salams. they also respond to my greetings. And of course, if however we did not deserve to be given entrance because of my sinfulness, then surely you are kind enough and magnanimous enough to grant me permission out of your benevolence. So this is the thing, that, oh God, if I don't deserve, I'm not a right person, but you are more generous. My imams are more generous. They can accept a sinful person like me. And I'm here to ask forgiveness. I want to come out here clean from my sin. Clean slate. Nothing on it. And then another thing. Many times when we do ziyarat, this is a common phenomenon. You know, when people, they go first time, they see strange things happening around them. They see strange people. They have not seen Arabs before. They see strange shops. They see strange things being sold. You will see strange stuff. So what happened, people? Adkhul ya Rasulullah. Oh Rasulullah, should I enter? Adkhul ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. Adkhul ya Rasulullah. Oh, should I enter? Oh Messenger of Allah, should I? Look here, focus here. You're asking permission. There's the nature of staring here and there and watching. That guy is reciting like parrot. And these people are just like watching out the world of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is going on here? Oh, that, this, that. Come on, focus. Close your eyes. Just focus. You are talking to an imam. Or look in the book and ponder in the meanings of the permission of entrance, meaning of the ziyarat. When we go visit ziyarat, assalamu alaikum. Like for example, if I shake your hand, oh, how are you? How is everything? Is everything okay? How disrespectful it will be. Like I'm a stone, I'm a wall. You're saying salam to me, talk to me, look at me, communicate to me. Of course, if the ladies and gents, no, don't look in the eyes, and let your eye be revolving, and shake hands, like the Westerners, they have different. No, our Islamic etiquette, no continuous direct eye contact. Eye should be not like, oh, box here and there, like an aeroplane or radar. No, like a movement of the, just to let the woman that I'm respecting her, there's a sign of appreciating a woman, respecting her dignity, that I'm not interested in wrong, I don't have any wrong intention, I don't have any bad intention. This is the way of expressing your sincerity and clarity of your intention, that you're looking here and there, not because you don't want to disrespect by looking into our eyes continuously, contact, direct eye contact. So it's like that. But when you are talking to Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, because there's a spiritual contact, there's not eye contact. Fatima to Zahra alayhi salatu wasalam, there's a spiritual contact. So communicate from heart to heart. Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah al-Hussein. Salutations on you, O Imam Hussein, from your heart. Not like that. Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah al-Hussein. Assalamu alayka ya Ibn Rasulullah. Assalamu alayka wa ala awladika al-Shuhada. Assalamu alayka wa ala akhika bil-Fadl al-Abbas. Assalamu alayka ya Ibn Amir al-Mu'mineen. Assalamu alayka. What is this? This joke, not a ziyarat. Go and visit your president like that. You will not do like that. You will not visit a regular person like that. You come to the imam, that is ziyarat without ma'rifat. That is ziyarat without ma'rifat. So staring here and there, things what are happening, raising voices disrespectfully, we mentioned that لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتَ النَّبِيِّ. Inshallah, now in our next session, we are going to take the philosophy of the ziyarat, and inshallah we are going to take a little bit of ziyarat of Najaf. What are the things in Najaf you need to observe and how to observe, and a little bit historical points if we have time, and then all these ziyarat of Karbala, ziyarat of all these things, inshallah, we will continue. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all the visitations of our infallibles alayhi salatu wasalam, and give us the intercession of Fatima to Zahra alayhi salatu wasalam, and congratulations to all of you on the day of her birthday. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi al-tahireen.